Well, 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 Best Show fans, it's me, Tom, the person who's been here, and I want to tell you all about a new thing I'm doing. It's called Double Thread, and it's a podcast that is not replacing The Best Show. It is in addition to The Best Show. Best Show still happen each and every week. Don't worry, that ain't going away, but guess what is coming to the world? Double Thread podcast, and this is a podcast I am doing with, you know, people always say, who's the best guest on the Best Show, History of Best Show? We all know who it is. It's Julie Klausner. And guess what? Julie, are you here?
What? Hi.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
What? I was going to ask you the same question.
What?
You don't sound well.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast together. Did you hear about it?
Yes, I did. Double Threat.
What is it? What is Double Threat?
It's a podcast where the two of us have a good time talking to each other about stuff.
And kind of we wind each other up and we laugh a lot. And the thing is, nobody, when you get Tom and you get Julie and they team up and they're doing their thing, nobody else comes close to it. And now you're going to get that each and every week. How do you like that? How do you like them apples?
Mealy. When you asked me how I liked apples, I said, I like them mealy.
You like them mealy.
No, well, guess what? One likes them mealy. They like them crispy.
And they like them crispy and crunchy?
Yeah.
And that's what this show is a crispy, crunchy slap in the face. And you get everything you want from me and from Julie. And it's funny. And we've been dropping little previews. But the full run starts on April 6th over at Forever Dog, the Forever Dog Network. And we're excited to be doing it. And you go to Double Threat Pod. And you follow us and you like us on iTunes and all the other places you like stuff, Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Every Monday, new episodes go up. So it's going to be your new thing that you listen to on Mondays. Anything you want to say about it, Julie?
Thank you. Enjoy this clip. And please remember to worship Satan.
And to like us over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. But, of course, to worship Satan first.
Double
then
threat. Double threat.
Spotify.
Double threat. Double, double threat.
Double threat.
Now's the part of the show where we usually do the business.
Yeah, and the business is usually something that we pull for each other or Brett pulls for us, but we cast a net out to you, the listener.
And we got a couple of submissions, and by the way, please keep those coming if you want to hear me and Tom talk about things that you think might get us all excited or angry or just be fun to hear us talk about, then send your submission to doublethreatpod@gmail.com, or you can go on Twitter and tweet directly to doublethreatpod. But don't tweet us because we don't want to know.
No, we don't want to know what it is. We don't want your listener. We want your listener business to be fresh.
Brett, what have you got for us?
All right. So I've got a clip here that was submitted by a listener named Pat.
Oh, I know this. I love this.
Yeah, this I can't wait for.
Oh, my God.
So the headline of this article, it's an article with a video attached. The headline of the article is NYU Tish Dean replies to pleas for tuition refunds with bizarre video of her dancing to REM.
So, Tom, you had heard about this?
I heard about it. I did not see it.
So what happened, Brett? They have to stay home for the rest of the semester and they're not giving their money back or something?
Yes. Yeah. So traditional classes have been suspended and Tish, obviously the kind of, creative and performing arts wing of NYU. So a lot of those classes are difficult to do through like virtual remote learning. The Tisch students have asked for partial tuition refunds.
Right. And this is all because of COVID, obviously, and people, especially in New York City, are not allowed to, you know, bop around and
right.
go to things. And so they're saying we're going to teach you how to act on Skype or something.
Right. So, so far, the Tisch administration has refused to offer any kind of refund for tuition. And this was, going back and forth. And then this past week, the dean of Tisch, Allison Green, she sent an email out kind of explaining the school's position. But then weirdly, to the email, attached this video of her dancing to an R.E.M. song.
Not just an R.E.M. song. Not Orange Crush. Right.
You're right. Not What's the Frequency, Kenneth? not Orange Crush. Not even This Is the End of the World as We Know It, which of course has had a little resurgence of late.
Yeah. Yeah.
She sent a video of her dancing to the song Losing My Religion.
And this was, by the way, I am going to ask, before we watch the video, which obviously is essential, but I'm going to ask you to call up because I think the text of the email she sent is somewhere online. In any other world, I would have assumed, well, I guess this person attached this video by mistake because mm-hmm. she's responding to people wanting their money back. And I imagine, I mean, if it were me, I'd say like, yes, of course. Or I don't know, like whatever the letter would say. But then in addition to that, to include a YouTube video of you dancing to Losing My Religion it seems like a mistake.
Yeah, I'm going to say it seems like there's some tone deafness here with thinking like we're not giving money back, but watch me dance around.
So here's the
What's the message behind that?
Okay. Brett, do you want to read?
I do have her explanation for the video. So do you want to watch the video first and then get her? Okay.
Sure. Yes, please.
This was an attachment to an email.
Okay. In the text of the email, she invited us to dance along with her.
So it's her. It's her looking into her webcam. And she just literally did the shrug.
Hold on. Okay.
She leaned over the monitor and like looked into as she was selecting the song from her iTunes or
she
Spotify.
Shrugs like, what you gonna do?
And she gives a shrug, just like, sorry, sorry, I'm not gonna give your tuition back.
Oh, me little whoopsie. Honestly, I know I should hate her. I just think this is so funny. I just think this is the fun. I know it's not funny, but it's so funny.
And she's, go ahead, stop. But she's dancing like the way people make fun of hippies dancing like poorly at like fish shows or Grateful Dead. She's just kind of like swaying.
A lot of stuff with her hands and arms. There's like some pointing. She definitely used the shrugging as like a cue to like, in an acting class, it'd be like, do a motion and now exaggerate the motion. And I think that's sort of what her dance philosophy is. But she's also just not trying very hard, and she's also not that good. And it would be one thing if she were an amazing dancer and you're like, well, I understand that why you won't give me my money back because, you know, this institution birthed talents such as this one. And then you see Debbie Allen be like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, no, but you get Dean Allison Green
shrugging, swaying, wearing a black sweater vest over what I'm sure is like a cashmere gray mock turtleneck. Like just like the ultimate, like if you were a costume designer and someone came to you with this character, you'd say, oh, she should wear this. And you'd be completely right.
This could be on a supercut called like The Worst of New York City. this is like that New York institutionalized.
NYU is the worst.
Attitude of just like, hey, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? It's NYU. So
I'm kind of a have, and maybe you're like a have not. Sorry. I'm sorry that's how it worked out, but I kind of am not going to give you your money back.
Is she lip syncing?
I don't even think she's lip syncing.
Is that a yoga mat in the background? That blue thing on the right of the newsstand? Of the
a rolled up yoga
yeah,
mat?
Yeah, is that a yoga mat? Or no, it's a foam roller or a yoga mat.
Okay.
All right.
The pool noodle. Right? That's when she goes to the NYU, the Tisch pool.
Yeah, and she just sort of...
She brings her own...
She just floats. People are trying to collapse and she's just floating.
Or she gets into a little like no horseplay. Like if she's like hitting people with the pool noodle, like roughhousing in the pool.
She's hitting people with the pool noodle saying, do some horseplay. It's play. Everything about this is play. Dance it out.
Yeah, just dance it out. And yeah, this is her office is now we're getting the full screen look at the office. It is
it's bleak.
It's pretty bleak. There's no hiding how bleak some rooms are.
I would like
are.
To bring your attention to the frame on her desk. There should be two photos of people that she loves, and they are empty. They are empty picture frames on her desk.
That is unbelievable. You know, like, yeah, we're now just like focusing on the little corners of her office. She has a two-picture frame that has nothing in it.
Well, there you go.
These are the people I love the most.
Losing
no one
my
and nobody.
Companions.
Losing my tuition. Right? She wanted to just do like losing your tuition.
That would have been a little bit more self-aware. And I will say now, Tom, which is the ultimate compliment I'm about to give you, that is New York Post headline worthy.
That's me in my office. That's you in your dorm room losing your tuition. It's not like you were gonna be
successful.
Famous anyway.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Yeah, and then everybody watching this must just be like, oh my, this is the person in charge of this place. Yeah, I think I'm just going to audition a whole lot for things and just see whether I've got what it takes or not.
I'm into it. I think this is like, because then you could go, you could be an improv everywhere prankster. If this is the person at the wheel,
you and I'm telling
messed
you,
messed up stuff.
This coronavirus is not stopping us. Me and the rest of my improv everywhere buddies.
Yeah, April Fool's Day is going to be like the most effed up ever. We're going to put the effed up in April friggin' Fools.
We are going to Union Square Park.
Yeah, we're going to do a no pants subway ride where we like literally don't wear any underwear and we just like rub our genitals all over the subway poles.
And then we just go right into the Hudson because we know it's a ticking clock for when our bodies give out.
Sometimes you don't even know it's April Fool's Day. You're just like going about your business and that's when we get you.
That's not an active thing anymore, is it? Improv everywhere?
You're asking the wrong girl.
Yeah. Well, look, if they are, I hope they're obeying the COVID-19 quarantine standards and they're pranking each other, running around in their apartments.
All right, let's watch more of this jackass.
Okay. Now she's lip syncing. That was just a dream that you'd get your money back. All right, can you stop, please? Pause it.
I don't know if I can finish.
I'm going to say...
College, I don't have enough.
What if she
cash
gave herself a scholarship to Tish based on this video? Like the ultimate indignity is like she goes to Tish now on a full scholarship based on her dancing audition, which is this video, and people are just like, she's now literally spending their tuition money to put herself through Tish.
Yeah, she makes like an announcement about like, and the winner of the scholarship is me.
She like rips an envelope open, and then she goes like, the winner of the scholarship, rip, and then she like leans forward to a thing, and they're just like, she's gonna play this song and dance around again, isn't she? And like everyone knows what she's gonna do, and they're just waiting for her to find the song on Spotify, and then it's like, and it's like, yep, that's what she's doing.
Okay, now we're watching her dance without the music, which I think is good. That's a very expensive top she's wearing, because it has the thumb holes, and those are like Lululemon, like those are, she's wearing expensive athleisure that looks casual, but I can tell from here that those earrings alone are worth more than like a month rent.
That's two semesters right there.
Yeah.
A semester on each year.
Right, she's like fall and spring.
I'm going to say this right now. I haven't directed a music video in a while. I will, if there's a band that wants a thing directed, I'm just going to set this video to your song and just be like, hey, here's your video. Let's let her come after us.
She's touching her face. You're not supposed to touch your face. It's COVID.
Allison Green, get her a test kit. And she's like, no, I have a box full of test kits. Yeah. I test myself once a day.
I test my pets twice a day.
She's
just standing there with her hands on her heart now. Just she's looking into the camera. She's giving us, and then she goes, bye.
Bye. And she didn't even know. Apparently, there's no editing classes at Tish, because she didn't know how to like not show herself go back to the computer.
Can we see the? Can you read the response that she wrote, Brett?
She said, "The focus of my career as a performer, choreographer, and dance educator, and my most authentic mode of expression has always been dance."
We can. Oh, we know.
You gotta start every email like that from now on, Tom.
That it's just gonna be my
And then just be like, "Can I have my packages?"
In the video, I shared the song with which I have welcomed first year students to the Tisch School of the Arts for the past 8 years.
But she's been doing this every year for 8 years. This is her like, this is a spree. Every year she dances to "Losing My Religion" for Tisch.
It is a piece that, as I explained, speaks to frustration and disappointment, and helped me see through the loss of 30 friends to AIDS, another difficult period for artists.
I am so speechless. My jaw is on the floor.
Yeah, she just didn't hesitate to invoke
AIDS in the third sentence of her email. By the way, no one's talking about AIDS. No one's talking about AIDS. You brought up AIDS. I did not bring up AIDS. I would like some financial aids. It's like someone criticizes you and you're like, I have 30 friends that died of AIDS. You're like, this is not what we're talking about. Also, name them. Name them.
30.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think so, Allison. Charlie. Charlie Parker. You idiot.
Fred.
Uh-huh. Fred Flintstone.
She, first of all, she ain't doing herself no favors with this is 8 years that this has been, this is 8 years in the works, that dance routine, which I think you could see in any, go search any Grateful Dead performance and you'll see about 30,000 people doing that same dance.
Well, yeah, I mean, she sold herself out in that first sentence when she said the focus of my career is dance, and you're like, that's your focus, and this is the best you can do. She did two turns slowly.
Imagine getting notes from her, like you're up on stage, you're just like killing it dance wise, and then she just like starts getting on something, and she's like, no, it's more like this, and there's like that's me in the corner. And she starts doing like her dance move. You're just like, that's not even close to what we're doing.
So she went on to say at the end here, I regret if my email left the reasons for my dancing misunderstood. Although I will note that I've also received many positive acknowledgments. But its intent was surely neither frivolous or disrespectful.
She couldn't admit that people hated it.
No, in her mind, it's just like some people loved it, some people hated it. Oh, that's art. I'm making art.
She walked away from this being like, mixed reviews. So I know that this is horrible and she's a monster, but I have to tell you, this video brought me more joy this week. For just the purity of just a true dolt. It's just so funny. It was so funny. It was, look, I got more pleasure from that than I did of clip of Steve Martin playing banjo in the woods that was going around like wildfire for some reason.
Yeah, we are at the point now where all entertainment is someone in a room.
Yeah.
Just playing an acoustic instrument. And all the big entertainers have been just brought low, where they're all just, it's them and a ukulele or a guitar.
Them in my bedroom. Here in the bedroom playing my ukulele.
And that's Dean Allison Green dancing. I hope REM get back together.
Yeah.
Just to have her come out and dance to that song.
I was going to say, when you said you hadn't directed any music videos in a while, I thought you were going to hire her and do sort of a like Sia dancing the chandelier thing with her instead of that kid.
Oh, I will hire her, and then I'll promise her all this money, and then I'll just be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Due to the COVID virus, I cannot pay you.
You should... Oh, I would love it if you started sending as an attachment a video of you doing like just a simple touch step to I'm not losing my religion. That Crash Test Dummies song.
The song? Once there was a man.
I think that was like the first time fish could make noise. That was like an experiment in a lab. They're like, I think these fish can sing. And they're like, shut up, Larry. And they're like, no. Like, I set up this equipment at night, you know? And then the next day they listen to it and these fish are like, once there was a girl.
So it's them learning human speech. And then, no, I swear, you should have seen it. The fish was singing. The fish was singing a song like crazy.
And then they're like, well, we should put it out as an album. He's like, well, who should we say sang it? He's like, well, we can't say the fish did. He goes, okay, well, let's just make up a name of a band. Like, okay, Crash Test Dummies.
Well, thanks for listening. This is fun, right, Julie Klausner?
Yes, I'm having a good time. And if you guys like us, you should know that we are officially launching this here podcast on April 6th. So make sure that you subscribe to it. And rate it and us and like it on iTunes and tell people.
Get all excited and if wind everybody up and if you get your friends all pumped up and then you listen on April 6th when the run starts. And then you also, if you got clips or stories or whatever you think would be good fodder to get us all
hot and bothered,
all excited or hot and bothered.
Send those to doublethreatpod@gmail.com or on Twitter at doublethreatpod or at Instagram. And
we're going to keep doing it and we're going to keep getting funny with it and we'll get through it.
Together.
Together.
Somebody on Twitter said more like double treat.
I like that.
I do too.
Thanks for listening and we'll be back and bye. So what we do? What do we, how do we end it? I don't know.
Oh, fuck yourselves.
forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking